All right, Rebbe Osai, good morning. Let's begin. First, thank you to our sponsors, to Jacob and Julie Blumenfeld, who are our Talmud Torah sponsors of the month of Tishrei, the Ilui Nishmas, Jacob's grandmother, Henya Bas Mordechai, and Julie's grandmother, Leah Bas Moshe, and in the merit of a Gemar Chasima Tova for the entire suburban Mishpacha. Thank you for the sponsorship. Also, a thank you for another sponsorship in honor of Nava Chaya Levine on her Bas Mitzvah, Bo Bayom, and birthday today. Baruch Hashem by her grandparents, Menashe and Bracha Efron, who are proud of her and love her very much. Shkoyach. All right, so with that, let's begin. Today's daf is Tazayin 16. We are picking up at the Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Beis. Second to last Mishnah, second Mishnah up top. He says, Hatshuma, Utshumas Meiser Sheltmai. So we'll say, so Truma, which you know is the portion given to the Kohen, Trumas Meiser, which ultimately, again, is the portion Meiser is given to the Levi. The Levi has to separate out Truma from his Meiser and give it to the Kohen. Utshumas Meiser Sheltmai. And Trumas Meiser, that comes from Demai. Remember again, Demai refers to produce of an Ama Oretz. We're not sure, hasn't been tithed or not. And therefore, again, we retithe it. Excuse me. Hachala. Chala, again, is a portion of the dough given to the Kohen. Vabikurim, first fruits. Mitztarfim ze'em ze'er le'esar u'lechayev alein esachomesh. So we'll say all of these items combine with each other to form a shear of Isser and to create a chiyuv for Chomesh. Remember again, Sahalocha Lamaisa, we'll say there are two things happening over here. When are you chayiv Chomesh? If you inadvertently consume a kizayis of any of these items. If I'm a Kohen and I inadvertently eat Truma, or I'm Yisrael and inadvertently eat Meiser. So the halacha is, you have to go, if you inadvertently consume a kizayis, you have to pay the principal plus a penalty fifth. The novelty of the Mishnah, is that halacha lemaisa, all of these items combine together to form a shear of a kizayis. Not only that, but we'll say Rashi points out something very interesting, which is that halacha lemaisa, these items, if they fall into a mixture, they aser benosein tam, if they infuse flavor. The other novelty is that all of these items combine together to create flavor. Good. Kala pigula mitstarfim zem zeh. All different types of pigul combine with one another. V'chol hanosarim mitstarfim zem zeh. And we'll say, alocha l'maisa, all different types of nosar also are mitstarif in order to go ahead and form a kizayis. So we'll say, so the idea over here is that even though you might have nosar from many different types of karbanos, or pigul from many different types of karbanos, they are in fact mitzarif, they do in fact combine to form a kizayis of iser. Good. Says the Gemara, my taima. People say, what's the reason why Trumas Meiser of Demai, Chala, Bikurim, why do all of them combine together to form a shir? Kulu ikri Truma. Because people say, the Torah calls all of them Truma. Gabi Chala, Ksiv, Reishis, Arus, Esechem, Chala, Tarimu, Truma. So they'll say, the Torah calls Chala, Truma, Bikurim, Nami Ikru Truma, Desanya, Utrumas Yadcha Elo Bikurim, Aval Inoch Lo Tzricha. So we'll say therefore again, the Torah calls Chala Truma, the Torah calls Bikurim Truma, and obviously the other items themselves are explicitly called Truma. So because they all have the same shame, Truma, therefore they are all Mitztarif. Beautiful. Mishnah. Kala nevelos mitstarfos zuim zu. So we'll say all different types of nevelos are mitstarif one with the other. So same idea. The halacha is if you consume a kizayis of nevela, you will be chayiv. So now the novelty of the Mishnah is that halacha lemaisa, different types of nevelos can combine together to form a shear of kizayis. The cholashkatzim is actually changed to ramasim. Soon again, I will say the halach is with creepy, crawly things. They are aser as well. They are also mitstarif one with the other to form a shear of iser. Beautiful, says the Gemara. Amarav. Tab of Tazayin Omadalif. Amarav. Lo Shano Elala Inyan Tuma. So we'll say it's actually a very interesting halacha. When do we say that Nevelos are Mitstarfos Zuim Zu? So we'll say, sir, remember again, the novelty of this idea of Nevelos, there are different types of Nevelos. Like you could have a Nevela of a kosher animal and a Nevela of a non-kosher animal. So when Rav says, so it sounds like over here the Mishnah is saying that Nevelos are Mitstarfos, all different types of Nevela combined with each other. So Rav says, when is that true? That different types of Nevelos, even a Nevela of a Behema Tahora and a Nevela of a Behema Tamea combined with each other. Lo shanu ala le'inyin tumah, aval le'inyin achila tahorin. So we'll say ultimate tahorin. Excuse me, aval le'inyin achila tahorin b'fnei atzman u'tameim b'fnei atzman. So we'll say, so Rav's shita is as follows: when do we say that halacha lemaisa, different types of nevelos combine, even nevelos of a behema tameya with a behema tahora? That's only halacha lemaisa with regard to tumah. With regard to tumah, look at Rashi for just a moment. Ela le'inyan tuma hanogea b'hem b'tarvayu b'tchisiv hanogea b'nevelos ayitma. So for example, let's assume right now that nevela conveys tuma b'kizayis, which means that if you touch a kizayis, you carry a kizayis of nevela, so halacha l'maisa, you will become tame. So Rav says it's in the case of tuma where the nevela of a behema tameya and the nevela of a behema tahora can combine together. But when it comes to achila, right, when it comes to nevela consumption, the prohibition of nevela consumption, you're chayiv for nevela consumption if you consume a kizayis. In that case, a kizayis of a nevela behema temeya and a nevela behema tahora do not combine. So Rav's shita is they only combine for tumah purposes to create a kizayis to convey tumah, do not combine to create a kizayis for iser achila purposes. But Levi, Amar Levi says no. Afila la achila nami mitstarfin. Levi says that halacha lemaisa they combine even for achila purposes. So even if you have a half a kizayis of behema tahora, nevelas behema tahora, with half a kizayis of nevelas behema tamea, they form together a kizayis of iser. Ravasi says, Rabosai, as you're going to see now, it's not immediately clear what Rav Asi is actually saying. Now, I want to point out something very interesting. If you look at Levi, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "V'Levi Om Rafilu La'Achila Nami Mitstarfi." Rashi says, "Dekasavar Iser Chal Al Iser V'Chayiv Shtayim Achos Mishum Behima Tmeya V'Achos Mishum Nevela." So Rashi is kind of giving us a little bit of coming attractions over here, that the fundamental issue between Rav and Levi is whether or not you say Isser Chalal Isser. Because we'll say, here's the issue. If I have a Nevelas Behema Temeya, so remember again, the issue I have is that animal is already Usser. Why is it already Usser? Why? It's not kosher, right? It's not kosher. So now it dies. It dies. It becomes a Nevela. So the Shaila is, does the Isser Nevela devolve upon an already Usser animal? Right? We've seen this before. So Rav holds no. Rav holds no. That's why Rav will say, for achila purposes, ultimately, again, a half a kizayis of nevelas behema temeya cannot combine with a half a kizayis of nevelas behema tahora. For tumah they can. For tumah they can. But not for consumption. Levi, on the other hand, holds Isser Chalal Isser. And therefore, again, the halach is that the Isser Nevela can devolve upon even the Nevelas Behema Temeya. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, they could combine not only for Tumah, but also for Achila purposes. Incredible. Ravasi, Ravasi, on the other hand, says, Ravasi holds, he says, Tahorim Liatzman, Utimeyan Liatzman. Ravasi holds that in general, Behema, Nevelas Behema Tahora are reckoned unto themselves, and Temeyan are reckoned unto themselves. So we'll say, it's not immediately clear what Shitas Ravasi is. Igad Amri Pligad Rav. So we'll say, some say that he's arguing on Rav. Right, he is arguing on Rav. Igad Amri Lo Pliga. And others say that Halacha Lamaisa, he is not arguing. Okay, so a little bit of ambiguity with Shitas Ravasi. Meis Veis, the Mary Zekasha, Misas para v'chaye gamal. So this is an interesting case. What happens if you have a half a kizayis from a cow that died, right? And a half a kizayis from a living camel, right? So what I see here again, saif. Now let's understand. They're both prohibited, right? One is prohibited als nevelas behema to hora, right? Half a kizayis from a kosher dead animal, right? Died without slaughter. And one is from half a kizayis of Avram and Achai from a non-kosher animal. So I say, so what's the halacha? Ein mitstarfin zeh mzeh. So the halacha is that they do not combine with one another. So the Gemara makes an interesting observation. Ha misas shnehem mitstarfin. Now I will say what this would sound like is, if they were both dead, in other words, if you had a half a kizayis from a cow and half a kizayis from a camel, and they were both dead, then what? It would be mitzvah. In other words, the Gemara is suggesting maybe the issue over here is that one of the animals is alive, one of the animals is dead. That's why they're not mitzvah. But if both were dead, they would be mitzvah. V'kash l'Ravasi. And both said this would pose a question on Ravasi. Eima ha'chai shnehem mitzvah. To which the Gemara says, well, why don't you say maybe if both of them were alive, they would in fact be mitzvah. Umani. And whose opinion is this? Rabbi Hudihi da'amar. Avram min Achai noi b'tmeya. So both say, so maybe if you want to set up the case, is where if both animals were alive, they would be mitzdarif. But that only works according to who? That only works according to Rabbi Huda, who holds that Avram min Achai applies to non-kosher animals, which both say is a dispute that we have seen before. Rabbi Huda holds it does. Therefore, if you were to take a half a kizayis ultimately of a kosher animal, half a kizayis of a non-kosher animal, both from living animals, they would be mitzdarif. Aval misas shnehem mai. But what happens if you go ahead and they're both from dead animals? What's the halacha? Lo mitzdarfi. In that case, they would not be mitzdarif. Im kein, mai irya durahat vitani misas part of the chaye gamal. So if that's the case, why are you setting this up as a case of where I took a half a kizayis from a dead cow and a half a kizayis from a living camel? Ha afilu misas shneim no mitzdarfi. Set up a simpler case. Where what? So we'll say, obviously, if one is alive and one is dead, I understand why they're not mitzdarif. Different isurim. Different isurim. But why don't you set it up as both of them being dead, therefore dealing with nevela, and yet you're coming to teach us that what? That they're not mitzdarif. Va'ot tanya, chatzi zayis para b'chayeha. V'chatzi zayis kamo b'misasa. Further, my name was learned in a braisa. That if you have half a kizayis from a living cow, half a kizayis from a dead camel, ein mitzdarfin. Ultimately, again, they are not mitzdarif. Aval, chatzi zayis mipara, lechatzi zayis migamal. But I will say, aloha lamaisa, if you have a half a kizayis of a para and half a kizayis of a gamal, bein bechayeha, bein bimisasa, mitzdarfin. Whether they are alive or whether they are dead, ultimately, again, they are mitzdarif. So we'll say, what this sounds like over here is that halacha lemaisa, as long as they're both in the same state, they would be mitzdarif. So kasha reisha seifa. So do we not have a contradiction between the beginning of the braisa and the end? Ella, lav shmamina misas shnehem mitzdarfin. Rather, we'll say, what do you see from this braisa? You see from this braisa that halacha lemaisa, if both animals are dead, they are in fact mitzdarif. They are in fact mitzdarif. Rabbi said, now this obviously poses a question to Ravasi, because Ravasi seemingly espoused the opinion that aloch lemaisa, they are not mitzdarif. In other words, Rabbi said, even if both are dead, Ravasi's shita was tahorim liatzman utameim liatzman. Ultimately, again, that even if they're both nevelas, kosher nevelas, you understand what I mean by that, right? Nevelas, a kosher animal nevelas, and treif animal nevelas do not combine. To which the Gemara says, "Hai tana savar." Amalech Ravasi, Ravasi will say to you, "Hai tana savar, iser chal al iser." So we'll say this is Rashi gave us these coming attractions. So it has to be Ravasi says that the author of this brisa holds iser chal al iser. So we'll say, remember again, the assumption over here is if you hold that Nevelas behema temeya cannot combine with Nevelas Behema Tahora. The reason for that is why? Because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Because I will say, think about this just a moment. Essentially, in order for two things to be mitzaref, right? If you have two food items, half a kizayis of A, half a kizayis of B, in order for them to combine, what do you need? What do you need? You need commonality, right? Yeah, you need some type of commonality. You need ultimately a common denominator between both of them. If you hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, so that means when you have a non-kosher animal that dies, that animal never takes on nevela status. Why not? Why not? Because if you hold Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, well, so that means once something is Usser, another Isser cannot devolve upon it. So once the non-kosher animal is Usser as Behema Temeya, it cannot take on the identity of nevela. If it can't take on the identity of nevela, then it can't combine with another half kizayis from a nevelas behema tahora. Therefore, Avasi says it must be that this brisa, which indicates that a half kizayis from a kosher animal and a half kizayis from a non-kosher animal, right, nevelas, can combine, must hold that what? Isser chal al isser. Amadeis. Amrav Yehuda. Amrav. Sorry. Amrav Yehuda Marav. Achilas Shratzim Lokela Bekizais. So I'll just mention to you. Alright, you know, we'll see the halacha at the end. We'll see the halacha at the end. So Amrav Yehuda Marav. Achilas Shratzim Lokela Bekizais. So we'll say. So really says the name of Rav. When it comes to a shratzim consumption, right? So shratzim are creepy, crawly, insect-like items. Although it's not just insects. The halacha is you get malchus, but only if you eat a kizayis. Well, if you will say, now what's the novelty over here? So the novelty over here is you could have shratzim that are smaller than a kizayis. Yet Rav is saying that halacha lemaisa, you only get malchus if you eat a kizayis. My time, what's the reason for this? Achila ksev behu. So we'll say, so the reason for it is because the Torah uses the lashon of achila. And achila ultimately always refers to what? To a kizayis. Good. I v'hatani Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina kameid Rabbi Yochanan v'hivdaltem bein ha-behema ha-tohra l'tmeya u'bein ha-hof ha-tameh l'tahar v'lo t'shak tzuas nafsho sechem ha-behema u'ba'of ובכל אשר תרמוס האדמה, אשר הבדלתי לכם לטמא. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk in its entirety. Literally, you will distinguish between the behema tor and tamir, right? Kosher animal, non-kosher animal, kosher bird, non-kosher bird. Do not make yourself repulsive with the behema, with the oaf, with anything that crawls on the ground. Asher evdalti lachem letame, because I've separated them from you in order that you not go ahead and become tame. So the Gemara makes an interesting observation. Pasuch hakasav ba'achiva v'siyim b'tuma. Now we'll say, now when this section begins, remember the Gemara is quoting over here a pasuk from Vayikra Parak Chaf Pasuk Chaf Hey. That's the pasuk we just stated. There's an earlier pasuk in that parak. The earlier pasuk in that parak says, "V'lo tishaktu es nafsho sechem." So the phrase of "V'lo tishaktu es nafsho sechem" is talking about achila. That's a prohibition on achila. So the Gemara makes an interesting observation. The Gemara says that the section begins with a discussion about achila, the prohibition of achila, but yet then ends with tuma, telling you to abstain from becoming tame. So why? So I will say. So understand the halachos of achila versus, or I should say, the isurim of achila versus tuma are very dramatically different halachos. Yet the Torah chooses to go ahead and what's the word? Connect them, juxtapose them. Thank you. Right? Ultimately, connect them. So I will say. So again, what's the pshat? So the Gemara says pasach hakasav achila b'siyim b'tuma to teach us a very important halacha. Mat tuma b'chadasha. I will say, just like tuma is conveyed, if you have shkatzim ramasim matter, you know the size of an adasha of a lentil. So af achila b'chadasha, So Shabbos say when it comes to shkatzim and ramasim, or shratzim I should say, that what? That halach alamaisa, ultimately again, you're chayiv if you eat the amount of a lentil. So as I said, obviously we have a problem. Right? We have a problem. We had Rabbi Huda saying the name of Rav, that when it comes to shratzim consumption, you're only chayiv if what? If you consume a kizayis, right? His logic is, because the Torah used the lashon of achila by the isra of shratzim. Now we have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, saying over in front of Rabbi Yochanan that the juxtaposition between the isra achila and isra tumah by shratzim teaches us that what? That the isra is b'cha'adasha, even a lentil. Not only that, but also when Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said this over in front of Rabbi Yochanan, v'kalsi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan praised the ruling. So the assumption is that if Rabbi Yochanan praised the ruling, then what? Then what? Then halacha l'maaseh, that means he agreed with it. V'kashya l'drav. And I will say, now we have a problem. Now we have a contradiction against Rav. So which one is Rav? I will say, this is a fundamental shayla. Is the isra achila, when it comes to shratzim, an isra kizayis like Rav, or an isra adosha, kicha adosha, like Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, and which was apparently praised by Rabbi Yochanan, to which the Gemara says not a contradiction. Lo kasha, kan b'misasan, kan b'chayeyan. So we'll say a very interesting distinction. Says the Gemara, everything depends on when you are consuming it. Right? If you look at Rashi for just a moment. Lo kasha, kan b'misasan, had tani kizayis, haynu ki achol mina b'chayeyan, aval ki achol mina b'misasan, afilu b'chadosh shalaki, well, this is actually quite interesting. So if you eat of shratzim when they are alive, then what? The shear for achila is a kizayis. If you eat from the shratzim when they are dead, then the shear for achila will be kadasha, like a lentil. Why is that? Because I'm also remember again, when does a sheretz convey tuma? When it's dead. So essentially, halacha l'maisa, once it's dead, the halachos of achila and tumah become uniform. Why would we make the halachos of achila and tumah uniform? That's based on the drasha of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, because the Torah itself juxtaposes the issue of achila and tumah by shratzim. So when you're eating from the sheretz and it's alive, this shear is a kizayis. When you're eating on the sheretz and it's dead, this shear is an adasha, like a lentil. Amrli Abaye, I v'harav amas nisin kai. But 1 second, Rav was commenting on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah made the general statement of kolash shratzim. So we'll say kolash shratzim sounds like all shratzim, whether they are alive or whether they're dead. As such, it sounds like that what? That Rav is saying that halacha l'maisa, the shear for a sheretz is a kizayis, whether the sheretz is alive or dead. That contradicts what you just said. So we'll say this is a great line. Amar le Rav Yosef, hahi diyuka delach. So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, that's your diyuk, right? You're making that up, that Rav's statement was going on the Mishnah. That's your diyuk. Rav shmaita ba'alma ka'amar. Rav was not making his statement linked to the Mishnah. Rav instead was making a general statement. So also remember again, the problem with linking Rav's statement to the Mishnah is that the Mishnah uses a lashon of kolash shratzim, which sounds like that the halacha for shratzim will be a uniform halacha, in which case you would not be able to distinguish ultimately between living shratzim and dead shratzim. To which Rav Yosef says to Abaye, no, Rav is making a standalone statement. And because he's making a standalone statement, we can in fact interpret it to only be referring to certain shratzim. Therefore, Rav Yosef, bless you. According to the resolution as we have it right now, halacha l'maisa, there is no contradiction between Rav and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, which is Rav, when he says that the shear of shratzim is a kizayis, is referring to what? Living shratzim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yochanan, slash Rabbi Yochanan, are referring to dead shratzim. Dead shratzim, ultimately, again, the shear will be chadasha, just like tumah, because of the linkage of tumah and achila in the pasuk. Beautiful. Vekalsi, Rabbi Yochanan, say, did Rabbi Yochanan really praise this ruling? So we'll say, so again, remember, so now that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the shear for shratzim, for achila, is adasha, kadasha, like a lentil. Okay, so we're saying that that only applies to dead shratzim, not living shratzim. But Rabbi Yochanan really praised this. After all, the Gemara says, Meisve, arezek hasha, ha'ivarin, ein lahen shear, afilupachos mikizayis. Now, afilupachos mikizayis nevela, upachos mikhaadasha min asheretz, mitamin. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, so on one hand, you have a brisa that says as follows, that if you have a limb, right, if you have a limb, an intact limb, and the limb is less than a kizayis by an nevela, or less than a lentil by a sheretz, it still conveys tumah. So we'll say, what the brisa seems to be conveying over here is as follows, that essentially an intact limb, right, a complete limb, has the ability to convey tumah, even if what? Even if it is pachos mikashir, as long as it is intact. Remember again, the shear for tumah by nevela is a kizayis. The shear for tumah by a sheretz is an adasha. So now we're saying again, if you have an intact, complete limb, that limb will convey tumah even if it's less than the shear. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ein lokin aleyan ela bikizayis. Shavos Rabbi Yochanan says that what? That halacha lemaisa, you only go ahead and get malchus if it is the shear of a kizayis. So we'll say, this is pretty dramatic, because now what just happened over here? Rabbi Yochanan just said before, he praised the teaching of the statement of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who explained that a sheretz is metame b'chadasha, right? And now you have Rabbi Yochanan telling us that even with a totally intact limb, it will only convey tuma if what? If there is a kizayis. Look here, Rashi. So again, it sounds like what Rashi points out, it sounds like we were talking about dead animals, a dead sheretz, a dead anavela. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that halacha lemaisa, the shear is kizayis, and yet beforehand he praised Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's statement that the shear ultimately is a chadasha. So what's going on over here? Amarava, Rava said it's not a problem. Bimuvdalin diber hakosuf. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. Take a look at Rashi. Amarava bimuvdalin diber hakosuf. Daha kol say Rabbi Yochanan lahi. So listen to this. In the wide world of shratzim, so there are eight shratzim that are singled out for more chumradik treatment. So the Rambam actually lists them. It's the chola, the achbar, the tzav, anka, the anaka, koach, halta, chomet, and shames. We're not going to get into all these now. But these are eight different shratzim that are ultimately, again, enumerated specifically by the Torah. So the Torah goes ahead and this uses like a general phrase of shratzim, and then the Torah is mefarit, specifies certain shratzim. Those are called the muvdalim. The muvdalim, the separated ones, are afforded a more stringent halachic treatment than the general category of shratzim. What the Gemara is suggesting over here is as follows. He said, halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yochanan is not contradicting himself. When dealing with the muvdalim, the stricter category of shratzim, those eight shratzim, the halacha is that what? They will convey tumah b'misasan b'cha'adasha, with a lentil amount. When you're dealing with the general sheretz population, what's the shear? The shear will be a kizayis. So now we'll say, so we're making a further distinction in the distinction. Before we made a distinction between living shratzim, dead shratzim. Living shratzim convey tumah b'kizayis, dead shratzim b'chadasha. Now a further distinction, Rabbi Yochanan will say that ultimately, again, with muvdalin, those will always convey tumah b'chadasha. Good. So the Gemara says as follows. Behema nami liflegi ben muvdelas l'sheina muvdelas. So we'll say ultimately again, so why don't we go ahead and make such a distinction by animals as well? Or as we'll say, there's muvdelas also by animals. What's the muvdelas by animals? By animals, muvdelas are kosher animals, right? As opposed to the general animal population, which is not kosher. Amar top of Yedzayim, Amar lei, ki makish rachmana lebal teshaktsu, aval shiurin lo. So we'll say, to which the Gemara says, when ultimately, again, the Torah goes in and makes this hekish, the hekish is dafka for Baal Teshaktsu, but not for general shiurim. Take a look at Tap Rashi, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So, Amar Lei Ki Akshin Rachmana Behema Tameya Utahora L'Shratzim, when the Torah goes ahead and equates animals to Shratzim, like it did in the Pasuk that we quoted on the top of Amud Beis, that hekish, Rashi says, is Lav Lifluge Shiura Beinavela Muvdeles. So the point of that was not to create muvdalin categories by behemoths, and not to tell you that the shear for a nevela and the shear for a behema tahora will be different. What does the comparison teach you? Ella, I'm sorry, lebal teshaktu. The Kamashron Rashi says the achas nevelas behema tameya, the achas nevelas behema tahora, the echad shratzim. So we'll say ultimately the Torah equates it not to create a muvdalin category by behemoths, but instead to say, just as if you go ahead and you eat shratzim, you are in violation of Baal Teshaktsu. So ultimately, again, if you go in and you eat the nevela, you're also in violation of Baal Teshaktsu. So we'll say, so therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, the Gemara ends off with this fascinating distinction. Ultimately, again, first of all, apparently in the Sheretz world, there's a distinction between the general Sheretz population, the Muvdalin Sheretz population, and it could be that the Shear is more Chamer for the Muvdalin. We saw a distinction in the Shear for Sheretz. Living Sheretz, the Shear will be a Kezayis. Dead Sheretz, ultimately, again, the Shear will be a Chaadasha. The fundamental Sheretz that I both say about, what about Mitztarfin? So what has the ability to go to be Mitztarif with something else? So I'll just point out over here that the Rambam paskins that halacha lemaisa kol anavelos mitstarfos zuim zu unavela mitstarefes in treifa v'chein chol behima v'chaya tamei mitstarfim zeim zeh aval baser nevela im baser behima tamei ein mitstarfin. So we'll say halacha lemaisa the Rambam paskins essentially that in order for prohibited items to be mitstarif, what has to happen? They have to have the same Isser identity. If they don't have the same Isser identity, they can't combine. So for example, the Rambam will say, all different types of nevelos combine. As long as what? They're in the same family of nevelos. So if you have five different non-kosher nevelos, they could combine to form a kezias. Five different nevelos from kosher animals, or nevelos and trefus from kosher animals, those could ultimately combine. But a kosher nevela, so to speak, understand, and a non-kosher nevela cannot combine. Why? Because the nature, ultimately, again, of their prohibitions is different. Even though now they're both nevelas, their isurim ultimately begin, they stem from different places. For the kosher animal, it's the nevela status. For the non-kosher animal, it already had a pre-existing iser, and therefore it cannot be mistarif. Shkach Bas, we'll stop it. I'll pick up at the Mishnah Mir Tzashem tomorrow. It's a Nisr Chalalis. Correct.